Chafetz Chaim Yoimi, Day 96 continued. And we're going to say a summary of Klal Hei, in which we're talking about the Isra of Rechilus. It is forbidden to believe Rechilus, or even to listen to Rechilus, without intending to believe it. However, if the listener realizes at the outset of the Rechilus account that this information may be relevant to him in the future, to protect himself, and assuming the information is true, he may continue listening, provided that his intentions is only to protect himself from harm. Only if he's going to be doing it for his protection. Even in this case, however, he may only listen to report. He may not believe that the information is fact, but he must treat it as a mere possibility. He has to be able, just listening to it so he can protect himself again from any harm that may come from it. He thus is still obligated to extend to the subject any kindness that the Torah obligates. In other words, the person who is saying the Rechilus is said about, that he said or did something against him, he still has to give him charity or a loan or any other kinds of things that the Torah requires a Yid to do for another Yid. He may not hate him, and he certainly may not harm him in any way. If one sees Dvarim Hanikarim, i.e. circumstantial evidence or corroborating evidence, indicating that someone plans to harm him, and therefore he would like to go and ask around, is this guy planning on harming me? He may ask around. He may seek information in order to protect himself. And he need not be concerned that he may be causing others to speak Rechilus if they tell him the truth, which that the person is trying to harm him or saying things about him that are trying to harm him. However, where there is no benefit in discovering what others have to say about him, so he's not going to be able to protect himself in any way from anything, soliciting such information, going around asking to find out if it's true or not, and certainly believing such information is strictly forbidden. A listener who has confirmed the account, that an account that was relayed to him in which someone may possibly have undermined him was true, but what was done could be construed as either positive or negative, and he chooses to construe it negatively, to interpret it negatively, is guilty of accepting Rechilus and of failing to judge another favorably. He is guilty of not being down the kaf schus and also of being mekabel Rechilus. How does one do tshuva from Rechilus? One repents for the sin of listening to Rechilus by A, stopping to believe what he heard, which could be accomplished by thinking of this, the easiest way to do it is that he thinks that the speaker, the person who told him the story, may have altered or embellished the information, and therefore not believe the original account because it may be exaggerated or totally untrue. The second part of the tshuva is by accepting upon himself not to listen to Rechilus again. The third part of the tshuva is confessing his transgression, in other words, saying vidui, admitting that he did the wrong thing by listening to Rechilus. Thus, he will do tshuva from Rechilus as long as he has not yet shared the Rechilus matter with other people, and thereby making it a totally different and worse type of avera that this wouldn't be the tshuva for. Yashar koach, and have a great day.